My name is Felipe Navarro, and my title is Swine Market Manager for Novus International.
All right, Felipe, now we're here at World Pork Expo, and as far as Novus International is concerned, how do you right now view the state of the U.S. Swine industry?
Well, the swine industry has been struggling along the year because of the situation related to inventory and pork prices. Fortunately, there is a good waking up. The industry is coming back. I think we'll see some good opportunities because the export markets have been growing very strong. Every month we've been breaking records, and I think that's a good situation for pork producers.
Well, of course, the biggest issue, the biggest challenge the pork industry is facing right now is the high feed costs. And what are some of the ways that Novus International has for pork producers to address that issue?
Well, that's a very good point because we have the biggest opportunity right now, especially if you touch those points, because we have the opportunity to mix or combine different molecules that would result in better performance or maintaining performance, reducing the cost. So this is giving the opportunity to rescue value for the two levels of this channel. If you go to consumers, meaning feed companies, they can reduce their cost of their products. And for pork producers, they can reduce the cost of a kilo of meat, a pound of meat.
We've been here at World Pork Expo. We're ending the first day here. What are some of the conversations that you've had or heard here in the Novus International Hospitality Tent with producers, within the United States and also elsewhere around the world?
Well, again, the biggest concern is pricing and inventories. And if you talk for the U.S., right now everything is talking about exports and reducing the cost of production. But from international markets, we get a lot of questions related to where to sell. Because as you know, for countries like in Latin America, they export to Japan and those countries, Korea, Japan. But now there are some other market opportunities, unfortunately, that they are not necessarily the best options because the payment can be a little delayed. So they would rather continue to go to Japan. And right now, in the majority of these countries, after what happened in China last year, and unfortunately this catastrophe that affected China again, export markets are growing for all these nations.
Now, what kind of reaction and response are you getting from producers around that you've talked to about some of the products that Novus International offers?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have a number of studies that were conducted recently between last year and early this year. So now we have a lot of data, and this is very attractive for producers because Novus is very well recognized in the industry because of the science we have. So now we're sharing data, and we're starting to put together some programs that are getting a lot of attention.
Now, why is it important for Novus International to be a part of the World Pork Expo?
Well, first of all, we are traditionally known in the market for being a poultry company. 2 years ago, when they invited me to take this position, I came to start the pork business unit. So now, to be part of the MPPC, to work with them and show some support to the industry when times are not very easy, it is important. So presence here is important, and of course, it gives us the opportunity to touch domestic and international markets.
All right, thank you very much, Felipe. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting at World Pork Expo.